cluster munitions are large weapons that have a container that opens up in midair and spews out hundreds, sometimes even thousands, of individual bomblets, sometimes called submunitions, that each explode individually. The problem with these weapons is that they are indiscriminate in that they have a very wide area effect and cannot directly target the military objectives, but hit civilians as well. Many of them fail to function as they're supposed to. They do not explode on impact and instead remain dangerous, acting like anti-personnel landmines.
Could you perhaps give us more detail on the effect that these bombs have in places such as Africa?
Cluster munitions have been used in about 30 countries, including a number in Africa, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Sierra Leone, Sudan, Zambia, are among the countries that are affected by cluster munitions. The problem with them is they get used in such huge numbers, and so many of them do fail to function, and they leave this contamination problem that sometimes lasts for years or even decades. They were first used in large numbers in Laos during the Indochina War in the 1960s and 70s, and they're still busy cleaning up the mess there.
What is happening today in Dublin?
Today is the opening of a two-week diplomatic conference on a new treaty that will prohibit the use, production, stockpiling, and trade of cluster munitions. This is the culmination of a year-and-a-half process. It was launched in Oslo in early 2007. This is the final formal negotiations. We expect at the end of the 2 weeks of negotiations that 109 countries here will agree to this new international treaty that bans the weapon.
Now, Steve, some countries that want to continue producing these bombs argue that the new generation cluster munitions contain self-destruct mechanisms. Is this a valid excuse for not banning the weapons?
There aren't many cluster munitions out there that actually have self-destruct mechanisms. There are literally billions of submunitions in the stockpiles of about 75 countries, and only a tiny fraction of those have these self-destruct mechanisms. But even those don't work well. Self-destruct mechanisms themselves fail way too often. The manufacturers of what are touted to be the very best ones say that they can get the failure rate down to something like 1% or lower. This was a claim, for example, of the Israeli manufacturers of the cluster munitions that they used in South Lebanon in 2006. And yet an independent assessment of that done by the Norwegian Defense Research Establishment concluded that the failure rate was greater than 10% rather than 1%. So you still will have an unacceptable humanitarian problem caused by these so-called newer high-tech cluster munitions. We're pretty confident, in fact, extremely confident, that those will also be banned here in Dublin.
Steve, are there any African countries that produce these bombs?
In the past, South Africa and Egypt have both produced cluster munitions. We're not sure of the current status today, but we still list both of those as producers until they give assurances that they will never produce again. South Africa is here as a full participant in the negotiations, and Egypt is here as an observer without voting rights.
What, for example, is the South African position on the bombs, if you do know that?
South Africa and Egypt have not made any statements yet. We've just gone through one morning of meetings. In the past, at other conferences, South Africa has had the position that cluster munitions that have a failure rate of less than 2% should not be prohibited, that these are somehow safe enough to protect civilian populations. We think that is a very discredited argument, in no small part because of the horror that was caused in South Lebanon from cluster munitions that were supposed to have an even lower failure rate than that.